Okay, welcome back here to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host this morning is Sabina Miller.
And good morning.
Sabina is from Great Neck. The North Hempstead is divided into like seven senior regions. And Sabina is on the advisory board for the Great Neck area. And it's always a pleasure to be with Sabina. I see her in town on lots of different things. And we have with us now Andrea Malusky, excuse me, I said it perfect a minute ago, and Ellen Miller, both from the Shelter Rock Library.
Yes.
Andrea, your position there is?
I'm the library director.
Oh, you're the director, okay. And Ellen?
I'm the head of adult services.
Oh, perfect. Actually, we did a program there. Two or three months back, Project Safe through the town.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That was set up, and I know the facility is gorgeous.
Thank you.
I mean, it's very, very nice.
Thank
you guys
you.
Do a great job. Just give me some of them. I mean, you have so many in program. A lot of instructional programs, which I think is very good for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We're going to start with something separate. What's the phone number?
The phone number for the library,
yeah.
Obviously, it's 516-248-7363.
7363. 248-7363. So many times, and Sabina can attest to this, people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know. I was like, it was at the library. It was, you know, there is announcements, there's everything. So I just tell people, one, you call 311. Otherwise, mark it down. If the Shelter Rock Library is in your neighborhood, you call and say, is there a program this week on XYZ? No, but we have one in October.
Excuse me, you want to tell them where the Shelter Rock
is? That's a good point, yeah.
The Shelter Rock Library is located at 165 Searingtown Road in Albertson, New York.
Right. It's right at that intersection of Herrick's Road.
Right. Right next to the Veterans of Foreign War Building.
Right, right. You know, so when you come in on Herrick's Road, you have the Shelter Rock Synagogue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you make a right. Yeah. Actually, I didn't know where it was until the program.
Oh.
You know, and I say, where is it? It has to be someplace. And I knew the address. But sometimes it doesn't stick in your head.
Right. And another good way for people to find out what's going on at the library, any library, is the library's website. Our URL for the website is www.srpl.org.
Oh, that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
SRPL versus spelling it all out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that are.
Excuse me. Yeah. It's also very often listed in the Great Neck newspaper, mm-hmm. under events, there's a lecture, there's a whatever. It's not just books.
No, absolutely.
That's to be their commercial. Yeah. We're not just books.
Yeah, that's
true for all the libraries, true. And one of the things that we also have, and many of the other libraries in Nassau County have, we have a mobile app. I know a lot of seniors are using computers
more and more.
Connected on their phones, and that mobile app can be loaded down either from the Apple Store or the Google Play, and it's called Nassau Public Libraries. It has a mobile app, and it's just there's a big L is the symbol, but if you look up Nassau Libraries, you'll see it, and many of the libraries participate in that app.
Now just to talk about what's on that app. I mean,
It's actually
a
doorway to everything that we have. It'll tell
you
about our museum passes. It'll tell you about our programs. It'll tell you you can get right to the Nassau Digital Doorway, which is the avenue to ebooks. So if people are interested in that, it really has even our databases. You can do research from that app. There's so many things
the technology.
It's just wonderful.
I had no idea myself.
And
I was looking to get museum passes,
mm-hmm.
but I went to Google
right.
and typed, I'm in Great Neck. I put the Great Neck Library.
Mm-hmm.
There's an app for it.
Yeah. Not every library has that specific app, but I think there are 54 libraries in Nassau County, and I don't know the exact number, but there are a good 46 or 47 of us, maybe more at this point, that actually have the mobile app.
Wow. Just actually, you said the museum passes. I was mm-hmm. at a meeting, an advisory board meeting with Project Independence last week,
mm-hmm.
and one of the members had taken his grandkids to the Intrepid
yep. mm-hmm.
and mentioned the museum passes. That's what got me looking. I'm saying, he said, I saved $100, whatever he did, and he took his grandkids. How does that work? I mean, again, this is another thing that seniors don't know about.
Right.
But it's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity.
Many of the libraries have these passes, but we don't always have the same passes, so it's always best to call your library to see what passes they have.
It's the library in your neighborhood.
Yes.
So in Great Neck, you go to Great Neck, and Shelter Rock, you go to Shelter Rock,
et cetera. It's the library that you pay your library taxes
to.
And if you're not sure, you can check your tax bill. It'll probably tell you there who you're paying your library tax to. And if not, call the library you think it is, and if they'll check. And if that's not the right library,
they'll
send you in the
right
direction. Our library in particular, we have the Long Island Children's Museum, Cradle of Aviation, the Cold Spring Harbor Fish Hatchery, the Firepower Museum that's over in Garden City. We have the Vanderbilt Museum, New York Historical Society, New York Botanical Gardens, Old Westbury Gardens, Nassau County Museum of Art, the Intrepid, and Old Bethpage Village Restoration, MoMA we have.
Okay,
that's a very popular one. And did I leave anything out?
The point is
that's the Children's Museum of Manhattan.
Okay, Children's Museum of Manhattan is another one.
Well, you really have it all covered.
We, you know,
and this, I think it's free, right? Completely or not?
Yes.
Yeah,
if you're a cardholder for Shelter Rock, it's free, and you can reserve the passes. There are some limitations about, you know, how many you can have. I forget, what is it? You get one?
We ask the patrons only borrow one each month. And they can be accessed online through our website. You can do it from the comforts of home or the mobile app. And if you're unable to come into the library and not computer savvy enough, you can call, and our staff will do the reservation for you directly.
That's important to me because, you know, I'm still using the telephone on the wall that you crank up. And so obviously, there are some other people who are not computer savvy, and it's important that you know, because the minute I hear, "Oh, contact us on the computer," I tune out. Mm-hmm.
But there are other ways to access it, you know, and we still like to deal with our patrons either on the phone or in person. You know, libraries are all about people and customer service, so we try any way possible to satisfy the customer.
Right. Libraries about customer service. Are there a lot of programs going on where I can actually, versus the computer part of it, for those people that aren't into computers, they want to actually go to the library, do something, maybe an interaction, an instructional program or something like that?
Ellen, would you want to talk about that?
Okay. For our instructional, as we mentioned, we do the computer programs. We do driving courses. We have the AARP smart driving classes that are offered and Empire Safety Council. We're excited that in the upcoming weeks we'll be offering a program, Small Business Workshops, that will be presented by SCORE. And that's for someone who's interested in developing their own business. It will be a four-week program. Actually, there are four sessions. There are two within 1 week, but topics such as starting and growing your own business, writing a business plan, marketing for small businesses, social media marketing for businesses. And that's in terms of the instructional, but...
just on that particular one, which sounds very nice, that's a reservation? I mean, a person has to apply,
you know. Yes, we do ask that you reserve.
Which makes sense. It's only fair.
This way we have the idea of the number of people that will be involved.
Can I just go back to a second for the computer classes? Because I think that was your specific question, was the computer classes. Most libraries offer them at this point. Sometimes we have to restrict it to our own patrons, again, with a sign-up.
Right, okay.
But
there's so
all
many
kinds
libraries
of
in the town, so if Shelter Rock isn't mine is Great Neck.
Right.
You know, they'll have a similar program.
Exactly. And very often the classes include, Word or Excel or even how to use a smartphone, take digital photos. There's so many different topics that we try to touch. And some of it even goes down to the very basics. Some of us offer programs called Computer Kindergarten, Computer First Grade, for people really just starting out with a computer that don't know the ins and outs of it.
You know what I like about when you say computer kindergarten, computer first grade? I think a lot of people who want to learn the computer and say, someone says they're giving a course, a class, And I think that they're intimidated, feeling, oh, those people know something, mm-hmm. and I don't want to go because I won't even know what they're talking about. But when you say computer kindergarten, mm-hmm. that's for me.
It tells you right off the bat where you're going to start.
Yeah, I like that.
Exactly. We've also had classes on how to use iPads, you know, all kinds of things related to the computer. And one of the great programs that we have at Shelter Rock, and I'm not sure that other libraries are doing this, but we have a program called Teen Tech Tutors, where we actually have teens working one-on-one with senior citizens in particular, but other patrons as well if they're interested. And they work one-on-one showing them how to use their laptop or how to use their iPad. And it's not only a great program for learning how to use computers, but it's a wonderful way to bring the generations together.
Like a reverse mentor type of thing. Really? That's tremendous.
It really
because
is a great
they
program.
Know the technology, so they're very proud of what they know.
Right.
And the right kid teaching it to an adult is, you know.
Right, and it's nice to see the two generations together. And the students, it works for them as well because they have to have volunteer hours. Mm-hmm. So this is a great way for them to pick up those volunteer hours.
That's amazing.
At the
I mean, because the thing is, too, the other night I was in the city and I was waiting for the time to pass because I had to. I was parking at 7 o'clock. It was 6:45. So I said, I don't want to get a ticket. Hang out in the car. Everybody just walking through the city. There's not a person talks to anybody. Everybody that earplugs in or they're on the phone. It's like the most amazing thing, but that's where it is. And I have a 1.5-year-old grandson who, when he takes my phone, starts going like this to it. Now, nothing's happening because it's not on.
Yeah. Right.
But he knows from his brother who does that, mm-hmm. it'll move to the next colored picture or something like that. So, you know, for the 65-year-old senior, mm-hmm. who's not involved in technology, you have to be. Because in the next 10, 15 years, you're ultimately going to hit a point where they're going to say you have to go online to do it.
Right. Well, as you say, John, when I was young, Manhattan had phone booths on the corner. You
went and made
a phone call. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm in the city. I'm walking down the street. And fortunately, I'm looking where I'm going because everybody's got their palm up with something mm-hmm. in it and the other one is, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. They don't need phone booths anymore.
No, of course.
And nobody's looking where they're going.
That's very true.
No, it is.
Have more friends than I do.
So. No, it's, you know, there's a tremendous positive to it, and there is a huge negative. Mm-hmm. You see these commercials at night where everybody's at the dinner, but everybody's on the phone, everybody's doing something, and the mother comes in and she's cooked all day, and it's like nobody's even acknowledging it. But I see we're going to get ready for our first break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're here talking with Andrea and Ellen from the Shelter Rock Public Library about all the benefits and all the services offered there. Sabina and I will be right back.